much more than a hunch. That this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Boy, what a racket.
Mr. and Mrs. Liston are adding a room to the house.
Sounds more like they're adding a house to the room.
They'll be finished Friday.
Cindy, how did you know that?
I heard Mrs. Liston telling Mr. Liston. And he sure was mad. He said now Mrs. Liston's mother would come and visit them and never go home.
Cindy, what other people say privately is none of our business.
Oh, thanks, Alice. Where's the rest of the tribe?
I'll give another call. Jan, Marcia, Bobby, Peter. Better get a move on if you want breakfast before lunch.
Oh. Gosh, now how did that happen?
Peter was using the top to strain a guppy out of the fish tank.
Strain a guppy out of his fish tank?
Tattletale.
All right, Greg, that's enough.
Do anything wrong? Peter strained the guppy.
All right. What Peter did was wrong, but what you did was wrong, too. You know, that's none of your business. Your tattling is not right and can get other people into trouble.
Would you like someone to tattle on you?
Uh-uh. That's no fun.
Well, then why should you tattle on other people?
Because that is fun.
Cindy, honey, please stop fidgeting.
I'll try, Mommy.
You don't want me to stick you, do you?
You just did.
I'm sorry, honey. I really am.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Greg.
Hey, have you seen my bicycle pump?
Yeah, it's on the service porch. Greg.
Yeah?
You didn't wear those old pants to school, did you?
Yeah, they're kind of comfortable.
He tore his new pants yesterday playing basketball.
Squealer.
Greg, why didn't you tell me?
I was gonna.
He asked Alice to patch it up so it wouldn't show.
You little blabbermouth.
That'll do, Greg. I'll talk to you later. Cindy, do you remember that little talk we had at breakfast this morning?
Me about the guppies?
No. Your father and I warned you about tattling.
I didn't mean to get Greg into trouble. If I really wanted to, I would have told you about the time
Cindy,
that he...
Cindy, Cindy. Hi, honey.
Hi, love. Mm. Well, what exciting events did I miss around here today?
Exciting. Let's see. Well, for one thing, I saved you some money.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. How'd you do that?
Well, all the sales started downtown and I didn't buy anything.
That's what I call exciting. Mm.
Oh, yes. And one more thing, Mike. Our little gossip columnist was at it today.
Who got it this time?
Greg. Well, I think it's just a phase she's going through, Mike. You know, the youngest one's way of getting attention.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I hope so. Tiger! Oh, Mike, he's got your golf ball.
Tiger, drop that ball! Tiger! That's probably all chewed up anyway. That dumb dog.
Well, he was smart enough to get into your golf bag.
Look, I lose more golf balls in this house than I do on the course. Oh. I mentioned shoes and socks. Yeah, well, don't tell me he's going through a phase, too.
For the fabrics that are best, put your faith in Everpress. You will always look well-dressed, and you never will be messed up.
What's all that about, Alice?
Well, I'm writing a jingle for the Everpressed Fabric Contest. I've got to think of a good last line to rhyme with Everpressed.
Not another contest. Alice! Talk about phases. Alice has been going through the longest one in this house.
Like they say, you can't lose them all.
Oh, don't mind him, Alice. I admire your persistence.
Tiger! Where'd you get my tuxedo vest?
Well, honey, I put some things out for the cleaners.
If that dog puts one tooth mark in that vest...
Best, that's it, that's it. For the fabrics that are best, put your faith in Everpressed. You will always look well-dressed in the East and in the vest.
Oh, Alice.
All right, I'll keep trying.
Hi, Bobby. What do you want? Will you lend me your skate key?
I'm not lending anything to a snitcher.
I'm not a snitcher. I just tell like it is.
Well, I'm still not lending you my skate key after the way you squealed on Greg and Peter.
Okay, I'll tell what you did yesterday.
You little fink.
Hey, Bobby.
Daddy, wait till I tell you what Bobby did yesterday.
Yes, well, let's just drop the whole subject, shall we? Whatever it is.
Okay, if you don't want to know that Bobby used Mommy's new lipstick to color his skateboard.
No, I... You used Mommy's new lipstick to color your skateboard?
And you should have heard Mrs. Denton telling Paula Tardy to go right to the washroom and scrub off her mascara.
Mascara?
Lots of the girls use it.
Wow.
And who do you think brought a pair of her mother's false eyelashes to class?
Who?
Come on, Jan. I want to show you something. You know, I wish we could move out of our room.
What?
Suppose one of us talks in our sleep. Little Miss, you know who would get up and start taking notes.
Well, the teacher was writing something on our board. I snuck into the closet.
Yeah?
And I had the lizard in my lunchbox.
Come on now, let's get over to the park. Maybe we can get up a ball game.
Yeah, it suddenly got very crowded out here.
Well, it looks like the other kids are really teaching Cindy a lesson.
Oh, yeah? You mean she hasn't tattled on anyone lately?
No, not for 5 whole days. And it would have been 6, except she told me about last Monday.
What about Monday?
You think I'm a snitcher?
Anybody for a refill? It's on the house.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Alice.
Please. How are things in the contest world these days?
Well, I haven't heard from him yet. I wonder if I sent in the wrong jingle.
Wrong one?
Yeah, I had another one. Everpress just right for you if you are no matter who. Try our fabrics and real soon in flannel, silk, or gabardoon.
Gabardoon?
That's a pun.
You mean poon.
Ah, watch the sugar.
Hi, Cindy.
Can I help?
Wouldn't you rather be out playing with the others?
Who wants to play those dumb kid games?
I think they were dumb kid games a week ago.
Well, I was younger then.
Yeah, I guess you have aged in a whole week.
It's more fun in here with you. Can I help?
Well, I'm just about finished here, honey. Then I gotta do my hair and my nails and iron my dress. Sam's taking me to a dance tonight.
I like Sam.
Yeah, me too.
You gonna marry him?
I sure am. The question is he gonna marry me?
A registered letter for Alice Nelson.
That's me.
Oh, sign right here.
How good, Alice?
From the Everpressed Fabric Company. It must be about the contest. I'm so nervous.
Hello? Oh, hi, Sam. This is Cindy. Alice is at the front door at the postman.
I won. I won!
She's hugging the postman. I'm positive. She's hugging the postman.
Oh, I truly won something. Isn't that beautiful?
I'll go call her.
Oh, congratulations.
Why don't you want me to tell her it's you? Okay, I promise I won't tell. Bye.
Cindy, guess what? I won a prize in the jingle contest.
Oh, that's neat. What'd you win?
Oh, they're gonna let me know. Oh, I can't wait to tell Sam tonight.
Yeah.
Let me show you. Maybe if you just kind of bend your...
Oh, come on here. It's breaking the carpet. No comment from the gal.
I know.
Ta-da, ta-da, ta-da. How do I look?
Well, would you settle for radiant?
Well, I prefer breathtaking.
Well, I wouldn't want to start an argument between you two, so why don't we just settle on breathtakingly radiant? I wonder what's keeping Sam. He's usually right on time.
Oh, he's probably getting himself all slicked up. I mean, isn't every night a fella can take out a contest winner?
Well, I haven't told him yet, and I'm saving it for a surprise.
Well, I know one certain party who was surprised.
Alice, look, if I could remember what I said, I would eat every word. Syllable by syllable, I would eat.
Alice, you don't have any idea what you won?
Only that's one of five prizes. They're going to let me know. Sam is never this late.
Well, why don't you call him?
Yeah, call him. Yeah,
maybe he got stuck in traffic or something.
Or maybe he stopped to buy you some flowers.
Sam, where are you? Well, I know you're home. You answered the phone. Why aren't you here? You're not coming. What about the dance? Let the postman take me? What's that supposed to mean? Sam? Coming.
Oh. Alice, what was that about the postman?
I don't know.
Isn't anyone coming up to kiss me goodnight?
Yeah, honey, in just a second.
I just don't understand what's gotten into Sam.
He sure was sore this afternoon.
Cindy, when did you speak to Sam?
He phoned when Alice was at the door hugging the postman. Maybe that's what made him mad.
Well, I was hugging the postman because I'd won the contest. How did Sam know that?
I told him.
Oh, Cindy.
Alice, why don't you and I go in the kitchen and call Sam back? Maybe between the two of us, we can straighten this thing out.
Oh, please, Mrs. Brady. Sam is just so jealous.
Yeah, I think the time's come for a little one-sided discussion here. Hop up there. I want you to listen to me very carefully. Cindy, you know you've done a very bad thing with your tattling.
Yes, Daddy.
I know it's difficult for a little girl to know what to say and what not to say. Grown-ups have that same problem, but you have to learn when to keep quiet.
But what if someone asks me where Mommy is? Can't I tell them?
Yes, of course you can.
Even if she's hugging the postman?
Cindy, the point is that you are not to tattle about other people's business anymore. Now, I mean never. Because if you do, you're going to be punished. Is that clear?
Yes, Daddy.
Good, I hope so.
Well, we just spoke to Sam. Everything's fine. He'll be right over. And as for you, young lady...
Daddy already told me.
Well, I hope you were firm enough, Mike.
He was. Tiger, come back here! Give me back my paper! That hairy thief, he took it right off my desk!
That does it. If that hound snitches one more thing, I'm going to ship him off to Siberia.
Would you really do that to Tiger, Daddy?
Never mind about Tiger. You just remember what your father told you.
Don't worry, Mommy. I'll never tell on anyone again.
Yeah, well, I would like to believe that.
Well, I'll believe it when I don't hear it.
Marcia, what are the seven wonders of the world?
Seven wonders?
I've got six so far. What's the matter?
What happened downstairs?
Can't tell you. It's tattling.
If Cindy won't tattle, there's your seventh wonder.
Come on, Cindy. You can tell us.
I can't, because it might get someone into trouble.
Who?
Me and someone else.
Who?
I can't tell you.
Gee, it looks like she's really changed.
Now that I won't tell anymore, will you tell me some secrets?
We'll see. Let's not rush into anything.
Don't you steal any jacks now, Tiger. Who is it?
Postman.
registered letter from Miss Alice Nelson.
She isn't here, and I can't tell you anything else, because I'm not a tattletale anymore.
Well, you're a very good girl. Can you sign your name?
Uh-huh.
Good. You sign right here, and you can give the letter to Miss Nelson.
Okay, but I better not give you a hug for it.
I guess it's just one of my unlucky days. Thank you.
Bye. Tiger! 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 If you steal one more thing, Daddy might send you to Siberia. Tiger! Come here! Tiger, they better not catch you with that letter.
Hi, Cindy. Alice, can you manage?
Shopping's getting rougher all the time. First you run out of money buying it, then you run out of arms getting it home.
Cindy, what are you doing?
Looking for my ball.
There's a rubber bone in here someplace for Tiger. Maybe it'll help curb his appetite for taking things. Tiger!
I think he's kind of busy.
Well, come on, honey. Come on in the house. You can help us unpack.
Hey, anybody gonna answer the phone?
Yes, I am.
Hello? Yeah. Who? Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure she wants to talk to you. Hang on a second. I'll see if she's home. Alice? Alice, telephone.
Oh, got it, Mr. Brady.
Honey, put this in Mommy's sewing basket, will you, please?
Yeah, I have to find Tiger.
You can do that later, dear. Go on.
Do you ever press fabric, company?
What must be about the prize? I wonder what I won.
Well?
I wonder, maybe it's a trip somewhere.
Well?
Maybe it's a fur coat?
Well?
Maybe it's a car.
Alice.
What?
Why don't you ask the man on the phone?
Oh, yeah. Hello? Hello, sorry to keep you waiting. This is Alice Nelson. What did I win? What? Just
keep talking. I'll get it here.
I really won a hi-fi stereo set? What do I have to do to get it? Wait a second. Yeah, Lloyd's Stereo Center. Yeah, I know where it is. Yeah, all I have to do is present the certificate you sent me. That sounds simple enough. Wait a minute, what certificate you sent me? You didn't send me a certificate. Did I get another registered letter?
Not that I know of.
Well, maybe the mails are a little slow. What's that? It does. Well, thanks for calling anyway.
What is it, Alice?
You know that certificate I didn't get?
Yeah.
Well, I gotta get it to Lloyd's Stereo Center before midnight tonight or it expires.
Boy, they sure give you a lot of time.
If I don't show up, they keep the prize.
Well, there's still a few hours left to find out what happened to that certificate.
Yeah. Hey, you know, maybe it's stuck in the mailbox. Remember the time the letter did that?
Maybe the same thing happened to my letter.
Yeah, come on, Alice, let's look.
I'll put the groceries away.
Oh, wait a minute. Cindy, do you know anything about a registered letter for Alice?
You do? Where is it? Did the postman leave it?
What'd you do with it?
Nothing.
Where'd you put it?
I didn't put it. I just took it.
Well, where is it?
You mean exactly?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Well, how about approximately?
Cindy, please. What happened to the letter?
But I can't tell you.
Sweetheart, I have to know.
But I promise not to tattle anymore.
Well, look, dear, this is different. I give you permission to tattle.
Mrs. Brady, would you order her to tattle?
Look, Cindy, this letter is very important to Alice. Now, where is it?
But I can't tell you, because it might get Tiger into trouble.
Tiger? He might have known.
I got it!
Oh,
got
good, it,
Brady! Oh, with the holes it's shooting, it's going to look like an IBM
car. Oh, Alice, certificate's fine if we don't want it.
Oh, that's why I'll get out of the store right away. Do you mind if I take the car?
No, not at all. Alice! Alice!
I know, I forgot one little thing. I don't know how to drive.
You can ask me first.
That's
so great.
Yeah, we
could
put one up in each corner.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, Alice.
It's really terrific.
Alice, it's so nice of you to let us keep it in here.
Well, this way the whole family can enjoy it.
Hey, have I got a record for you? Wait till you hear it.
The Three Baboons and Elsie?
The Egg Beaters?
No, this is music. A wandering minstrel, I, a thing of shreds and patches, a ballad, songs and statues.
Hi. Yeah, how about the record?
The best of Gilbert and Sullivan.
Is that a new group?
New group? Why, these songs have lived for almost 100 years. Thank you very much. Could we play it, Alice?
Oh, yeah, you bet. Hey, who's been playing with this? They left the amplifier on.
Cindy, did you do that?
No, and please don't ask me who did. I'm not going to tell on my mommy.
$4,517, $4,518.
Hi, Alice. What are you
doing? It's a contest.
Oh, no. Not another one.
I could win it. I'm on a lucky streak, one in a row.
A jelly bean contest?
Yeah, that market on 8th Street. They've got this big barrel full of them. You have to guess how many. They got some great prizes.
I like the green ones.
I'll take the yellow
ones. I know, not while I'm counting, please. I'm trying to win something for Cindy. For not tattling anymore.
Oh, that's very thoughtful of you, Alice. But I'll bet these jelly beans cost more than the prizes are worth.
They had some pretty nice things. Dollhouses, bicycles.
Wow. You know, this looks like a million of them.
I figure there are about 40 bowlfuls in that barrel. So all I have to do is to fill up this bowl once and multiply it by 40.
Why don't you just fill it half full and multiply by 80?
Don't confuse me. Let's see now, where was I? 4,518. Or was that 5,418? You must have heard me counting when you came in. Which one was it?
5,418.
No, I think it was 4,518. One. The yellow one out.
Six.